Corn harvest picking up. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It looks great. We've been in the field for about 2 weeks. I don't think it's the bumper crop that we were hoping for, but it's still pretty good yields. I think that early rain may have affected some of our yield stands.
The harvest season is definitely here for Tennessee farmers, and the corn crop is front and center. Kim Renfro-Key farms with her father and brother in Carroll County.
We have about 3,000 acres of corn this year. All white corn, it is used for human consumption, and we deliver it, a lot of it, to Martha White in Jackson, and it's used to make grits and cornmeal. And some of our other corn, our corn goes to Cargill and is shipped overseas, and some goes to the ethanol plant.
And that's Green Plains Ethanol Plant in Obion. And just a few years ago, Renfro Farms put in new grain bins to help with their harvest and marketing strategy.
It's helped us capture marketing advantages and premiums in the market, and allowed us to just overall market our corn better. And it also allows us to get in the field a little bit earlier than if we were delivering straight to an elevator. We can dry our corn here and get in the field a couple weeks, you know, earlier when it's wetter. The corn is a higher moisture and dry it to the desired temperature and moisture, and not take the dock at the elevator that we were taking.
Kim Renfro-Key says she's hopeful to continue farming full-time with her family and wants her kids to have that opportunity as well.
I grew up on a farm, and I've been farming for 8 years, and I was a teacher before that, and I just love being outside. I like the science behind it. There's genetics involved, the technology, the marketing. There's so many different avenues. There's something different every day. It's physically challenging. It's mentally challenging. It's just it's fun.
Thankful for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.